Welcome to Clark's News Network, Monday, 27 January. Go to SandersCountyOnline.com for all your news, local, national, and international. You can even listen to Clark Fort River Radio right from the homepage. Here's a snapshot of news headlines you might have missed over the weekend. Colombia refused two military flights carrying illegal immigrants from the U.S. President Trump quickly imposed tariffs and sanctions against Colombia. The measures include emergency tariffs starting at 25%, escalating to 50% within a week, and visa cancellations for Colombian officials and their allies. Colombian President Gustavo Petro quickly rethought his actions and caved in. But in return, he imposed tariffs on the U.S. Keep that popcorn handy, folks. There's going to be many more of these showdowns in the day to come. The CIA has updated its assessment of the origins of COVID-19, now suggesting that the virus likely leaked from a Chinese laboratory. This revision has reignited discussions and investigations into the pandemic's origins. The terrorist group Hamas released four additional hostages from Gaza on Saturday. However, ceasefire disputes between Israel, Hamas, and Hezbollah are threatening to derail the ceasefire and prisoner exchanges. Hamas is wanting to change the order of the hostage plan release. As a result, Israeli forces blocked thousands of Palestinians from returning to northern Gaza. Federal agents took nearly 50 illegal immigrants into custody early Sunday during an operation targeting the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua networks in Colorado. There's a lot of them fellers being rounded up. President Trump's executive order has already sidelined 395 government DEI positions. That equates to approximately $420 million in savings. President Trump has floated the ideal of moving nearly 90,000 armed IRS agents hired under the Biden administration to help patrol the border area. President, on day one, halted the hiring of any new IRS agents. A recent lawsuit filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton alleges that Allstate collected and sold the location data of 45 million customers. Expect higher egg prices this year due to the ongoing avian flu outbreak and inflation. Egg prices are estimated to increase about 20% in 2025. The virus killed about 17.2 million egg-laying hens in November and December, and that's according to the USDA. The average price of a dozen of eggs, trade eggs, was $4.15 in December, up from $3.65 in November. The egg supply is very, very tight, and it's going to continue. Now, before you go out and buy chickens, measure the cost to keep those chickens. Feed's not cheap, and taking care of chickens in the winter when production is almost zero, you need to really weigh the cost out. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the Washington Commanders 55-23. That's more like a shellacking. And the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 32-29. February the 9th, we'll see who takes home the Super Bowl ring. Tubi will stream the Super Bowl 59 in February for free using Fox's feed of the game. The ability to have a free and easy way to watch the Super Bowl would try to cut into illegal streams that are set up for the game. About 17 million people watched last year's Super Bowl using illegally streams last year. That wraps up Clark's News Network for today. You can catch Clark News Network throughout the day, Monday through Friday. You're listening to Clark Fort River Radio, Plains, Montana.